And we'll also take a look at why there's been an influx of celebrity-type chefs and food writers into the territory. First, though, this morning, big decisions underway right now at Tracy Village with the Education Union's teacher members making a formal vote on their long-running EBA tussle. Your school may be starting a little late today because of this meeting. The outcome will determine if the EBA goes to a wider ballot of all teachers and is eventually adopted. The union is recommending that its members do adopt the latest offer. You'd think everyone would welcome an end to this long-running dispute. You'd be wrong. Some schools are worried they won't be able to afford any pay increases because they haven't been budgeted for. For Tamimmin High alone, it could mean a huge deficit and a possible loss of teachers. Beverly Ratahi is the Tamimmin College Council Chair. Good morning, Beverly.
Good morning, Julia. Oh, it's actually not a good morning, but yeah.
No, in several different ways. The government's offering budgets next year for schools to spend themselves, this global budgeting system. That's the equivalent of existing budgets plus 1%. How much more will you need if the EBA is approved, if this pay increase goes through?
We could be looking at a deficit of up to $840,000 if government does not fully fund the EBA to the Department of Education to flow onto global school budgets.
And that's because teachers would get, if they accept this, a 6% increase straight away and another 3% increase in October next year. Is that what you've based those figures on?
That's correct, and only 1% has currently been allocated in the draft budget in the pro forma document from the Department of Education.
So has there been no allowance in this global budget for a more widespread, bigger increase?
No, there's been a 1% consideration, and as you said, we're looking at 6% initially and 3% in October 2015. When we became aware of this Tuesday night, my council requested that I seek confirmation from the Minister for Education that the EBA would be fully funded to the Department of Education and flow on to schools. We thought that was a fairly easy yes or no question. We are yet to receive a yes or no answer, which leads us to believe that if the government is reluctant to commit to this in writing, we have to question whether the rush to global school budgets has any other purpose than purely cost-cutting exercise.
Well, on the face of it, it seems incredible that schools would not be given a budget to cover a pay increase. There was inevitably going to be some sort of pay increase, more than 1%.
Well, that's right, and we're very concerned that there seems to be a reluctance to make this written commitment to assure teachers and schools that it will flow through. If it doesn't flow through, we will have no option than to make significant cuts to teachers and or subject choices and increasing class sizes, although that has really been reviewed and there is very little room to move on that. You will hear the rhetoric will be that it is up to principals and school councils to exercise choice and control over how they allocate the budgets. The simple truth of the matter is that there is no choice or control when there is massive underfunding at the start of this process.
How many positions do you reckon might be lost to cover this shortfall?
Well, look, that would require us to really look at the programs we offer as well. At the moment, already without the additional 8%, we have already had to cut 3.5 teachers to reduce. There's already a funding shortfall. So when we start in January, we already have a funding shortfall and we've already had to reduce 3.5 teachers and condense some subjects. So that's with a funding shortfall of 30,000. I can only imagine, and we'll have many sleepless nights, if we have to try and work out where we're going to access $840,000 from.
You said that's losing $30,000. It must be more than that for 3.5 teachers.
That would be the savings. As I said, there's initially a funding shortfall. Even in the start of global school budgets, there is a funding shortfall. To get us back to a reasonable underfunding of 30,000, we've had to cut teachers already. So when we add in the 8% that isn't flowing through at the moment, we're looking at 840,000. It's an incredible situation that is hard to understand how government thinks we can deal with this.
It seems amazing that this didn't come up until this week.
Well, no, and that's part of the budget process, that schools have only had to submit their draft budgets in the last fortnight. They have to go in there to then assess employment of teachers and contracts. That's another issue that has been of concern to us. So it's part of the budgetary cycle, and I think it's probably that everybody is acting we're being asked to act with a level of trust and in good faith, but when we're talking about the horrific consequences, I think it's a bit rich to say, trust us, it'll all sort out.
But shouldn't amendment, when they put in their budget bids, have included extra money to cover pay rises?
Well, we submit it to the government. The government's telling us the new formula that's been worked out, supposedly equitably accountability, the formulas have been decided and schools have been allocated their budgets, and we have to fit within what the department says you're entitled to.
But it seems amazing that the Territory schools budget could actually leave Territory schools, if this is across all schools, tens of millions of dollars short.
That's correct, and it's appalling. And I'm just hoping that other school councils are well aware, and not just school councils, but teachers, this will impact on them. If their fight has always been about not cutting teachers and subject choices and increasing class sizes, this is exactly what could still happen if the government does not commit to fully funding the increases.
So is your message this morning to teachers voting or to the government?
Oh, well, to both. I just want to ensure, my council has instructed me to ensure that we can get some sort of written commitment so that next year the teachers aren't then up in arms with principals and school councils when we say we have not been funded for your EBA and we've got to find savings elsewhere.
So you want that written commitment from government to increase the budgets to allow for this pay increase if it goes through?
That's correct. And if there's no problem, I can't see why a government would be reluctant to give such a commitment in writing.
All right. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Julia.
Beverly Ratahi, who's the Tamimin College Council Chair, very concerned about the government's global budget system coming in for schools not taking into allowance any increased pay for teachers, which they're voting on at the moment. We'll speak with Education Minister Peter Chandler shortly.